Monique, Netflix, and business. Let's talk about it. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Automobile here. So I have this idea that I needed to put a pattern interruption on our videos here. I wanted to talk. I'm coming from the gym, so I wanted to just talk to you from the heart. And so I will not be reading quotes directly from my books, but essentially the fundamentals of everything I'm going to be sharing with you, it's in the book. So make sure you go to myempirepro.com, as you see on the screen, and download your free copy of the book. So today I want to talk to you. I'm picking out of current affairs. So there's this lady called Monique. She's probably one of the top comedians or comedian when it comes to among the African American in the world. You know, she's well known for the Parkers on TV, the Parkers sitcom. She's had her own talk show, which was canceled. In fact, was canceled on BET, Black Entertainment Television. And in recent times, in the past few weeks or so, she pretty much put a call out for people to boycott Netflix. Okay, and that kind of like start up some ideas inside of me, and I wanted to share that with you because this has everything to do with your business, and this has everything to do with your life, your relationships, and I wanted to bring out the lessons that you can learn out of this from that. Okay, but anyway, to continue what she was saying, essentially, she's complaining that there is the sexual bias and this racial bias on the part of Netflix, and she's calling out for her fans to shut down. Excuse me. She's calling out for her fans to essentially boycott Netflix. Now, Netflix is something, I think the membership is like somewhere between $7 and $11 per month, and it's a beautiful model that works. And business model, that is, that works, right? People pay for it. People watch Netflix. And some people are paying for it for months. They've never really had time to watch it. But it's a business model that works fantastically well. To the point where they're offering comedians $20 million, $22 million, $18 million. So her point is this, okay? So she's saying Netflix give her a call. And they offered her $500,000. But in the past, they've offered people like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock. They've offered those guys $20 million, $18 million. And she came up with the sexual bias thing when it came to this. Another lady, comedian lady, who was offered or who got paid $11 million, okay, for our own stand-up comedy special, right? This is all about comedy special. So she was offered $500,000, and she's very, very angry about it. So what does this have to do with business, okay? The really point I wanted to bring out of this is something you're going to learn in my book, again, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. Make sure you download your copy. You need to understand everything, fundamentals that are in this book. If you don't understand the fundamentals in this book, you're going to end up becoming another Monique. You're going to end up becoming another bitter person that's just hungry at the world, okay? You're going to end up being somebody who is hungry at the market. You're going to end up being somebody that's hungry at your significant other in your relationships or at other people in your life that you have some kind of relations with, right? And that's what you're going to be. You're going to be just hungry. You're going to be frustrated. And you're not going to have anybody else to blame other than just you. Then you're going to start calling out people. You're going to have people to get on your side. You're going to be crying for people to get on your side to shut down other businesses and things like that. Now, is there racism in the system as we know it today? Of course there is. There's no question about that. And it's very systemic. There's a lot of people engaged in racism. And they don't know it. It's just systemic. It's in them. It's just what the society has built us to be. Sadly, very, very sadly. Can we speak out about racism when we see it? Yes, sure. Feel free to speak out. But you got to know the difference, or you got to know how to separate the speaking out from being productive, from facing reality, from acknowledging reality as it is. That way you can still produce, okay? Because at the end of the day, you have just, you have a lifetime here, and your lifetime is very short span, relatively speaking, and you don't necessarily have time to shut down all kind of productivity in the name of your fighting racism. You don't have time for that. What you can do is, as you continue to produce with the resources that you've been exposed to, that you've been blessed with, okay? I wanted to use a more non-spiritual word, but the resource you've been blessed with, okay? You need to learn how to use that to produce. Yes, while you speak out about things you may see that may be wrong, morally wrong, racism, sexual bias, well, you can speak about all those things while you are still being productive. And there's tons of examples, even coming from a black person standpoint, even black people that are producing, there's tons upon tons of people that are producing that are black people, or that may be in a minority group of people that are producing, and they still are able to speak out and tell the truth when it comes to these things, okay? And you don't have to shut down production or shut down a whole company, because you have to think about it. When you tell people to shut down a whole company, a lot of lives are affected by that. You can't just say, hey, boycott, just because of your own selfish reason in the moment. So do I think Monique is being selfish? No, I think actually that's the least of our problems, okay? I think the majority of our problem here is that she's tooting her own horn. She's calling herself the most decorated comedian, black comedian. She's saying that because she has an Oscar. She won an Oscar. Great, right? But there's something I learned in business a long time ago. Your past glory is exactly that, past. Everything you did in the past is exactly that, in the past. You know, especially in this world of technology today, technology is so vicious that it doesn't matter if you were hot and popping at one time in the game. It doesn't matter. You got to keep producing. If you stop producing, it's only a matter of time before everything else, everything you've done, dwindle off, okay? Because there are people coming from behind you that will continue to, literally, their activities designed to remove you and make you completely irrelevant, okay? So she went on to say, hey, the Tiffany Haddish, right? Tiffany Haddish is a new, brand new lady comedian that's hot and popping right now. She's a superstar right now. And Leslie something on SNL, right? That all these people are going to be offered crappy money if she accepts this offer and don't do anything about it. I beg to differ, okay? I beg to differ, because the Mark Zuckerbergs of today are making more money than the billionaires of yesterday, than the Donald Trumps of today, okay? Why? Because technology, because things are evolving. Jeff Bezos of today are making more money than Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett has been at it for like 100 years, right? And Jeff Bezos has just started like literally 2000, like less than 20 years ago, that this old thing called internet started. So it doesn't work like that. Like, because you were offered less money, the people coming from before you will be offered less money. No, or lesser money. No, it's not true. This is a case of Monique not realizing that she's not giving enough, okay? So that's the majority. That's the bigger part of her problem. She thinks she's done so much in the past, the podcast, winning an Oscar for the movie Precious, right? That she thinks that she now deserves to continue to eat off of that for a long time. And she's also comparing herself to people that are considered to be hot and popping right now. The fundamental of everything that's wrong with her and her complaint is this, okay? The market is always right. And if the market cannot speak out by themselves, in other words, you haven't given them power to speak out, right? I'm going to talk about giving them the power to speak out, right? If the market cannot speak out by themselves, then the powers that be, aka Netflix, have the authority to speak on behalf of the market. And what they're saying, in essence, right now, what Netflix, aka the representative of the market in today's market as it stands, the activities of Monique and what power she's given them, that market is saying you're only worth $500,000. And as a matter of fact, you're worth less now, because you've literally gone around the media and literally just paint yourself negative. And when people see you, they see negativity. So that's, nobody wants to deal with anything negative, right? Again, these things are applicable in business, in relationship, in your lifestyle. It's about giving. Are you giving enough? See, when you give enough into the world, I'm not talking about your Oscars. I'm not talking about your one-time sitcom that probably run, like was a hit sitcom, of course, but it's a long time ago. That's in the past, okay? Will Smith was once upon a time $20 million guy, but now this is recent movie, essentially, is... It's probably going to speak otherwise. The market is always right. And how do you, and if you feel like the market is not the one speaking, that means you're not, you haven't given the market the power to speak on your behalf. How do you give the market the power to speak on your behalf? It's by giving the market, it's by giving to the market, okay? How do you give to the market in today's time and age? You have to create content. You have to create content and you have to learn how to drive traffic to that content. Creating content by itself is not good enough, okay? So this video right now, there are certain things, skill set, I'm going to put to work to make this video receive as much visibility as it can get. That means traffic. That means people to come to watch it, okay? And yes, there's an agenda behind it. Yes, I'm giving because I want you to learn from this concept here. It's about giving into the marketplace. The more you give to the market, the more power you give the market to be able to speak on your behalf. If you're not giving to the market in the form of content creation, right? Content creation sometimes, like Gary Vaynerchuk will say, it's not necessarily creation, it's just documentation. You're just going by the day and you're speaking out, right? It's about giving to the marketplace. And when you give to the marketplace, you're giving content. How? You could be documenting, as Gary Vaynerchuk suggests, which is vlogging. Or you could be creating, like I do here from time to time. Or you could be answering questions, like I do from time to time. You're essentially serving the marketplace. And the marketplace will speak on your behalf when it comes to determining your value. How are they going to speak? Sometimes they will buy your product. Sometimes they will share your videos. Sometimes they will like on your videos. And those things affect the algorithms on the internet technology that allow more people to be exposed to you, that attract more customers to you. So, back to Monique. Monique is not giving enough. Presently, she's not. She's given in the past, but the past doesn't count. If you know anything about relationships and business, the past doesn't count. You get removed. You become irrelevant. Why? Because the competition is created every day. Competition is getting created every day. And the more you speak negatively, regardless of what your intentions are, intentions doesn't matter. The more you speak negatively of anything, the more your value is just being, is just declining. Okay? It's just declining, especially in that zone where you're operating in. She called, she said she got blackballed by the powers that be in Hollywood. It's very possible. Why? Because people don't like to mess with people that are negative, okay? People don't, if it comes off as negative to them. I'm not talking about negative news, which is what CNN does. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in your interrelationship with the people in your industry, if you're always negative, nobody wants to work with that. Nobody wants to be surrounded by that. People like to feel good about themselves. People are ultimately, as people, we are very, very selfish. And if something feels very negative around us, we avoid, we will do everything to avoid pain faster than we will to try to create pleasure. Okay? We will do a lot more, 10 times, 100 times, much more to avoid pain than to try to attract pleasure, okay? We'll just put a lot more energy in avoiding pain. That's who we are as human beings. And that includes avoiding negativity. And she's walked around now and painted her brand as negative, even though that's not our intention. I'm very, very clear that that's not the intention. The intention is to protect other people. I doubt it very much. She's just being selfish, just like everybody else. But I doubt that that's the intention. Oh, you know. Now she comes out and said Wanda Sykes, I think that's her name, another comedian, was offered $250,000. And she's using that to justify her point. Listen, that does not justify the point. It simply does not justify the point. The only point you're justifying is that the market is always right. The market gets to determine your value at the end of the day. And the more value you bring to the marketplace, the more money you get to make. And sometimes the market has a trillion aspect to it. They may not see your value up front. Well, you should see your value and continue to give to the market, because you get to prove to yourself first that you have got value. And you give that value over and over until the market gets it. The market will get it if you're consistent enough. You got to keep doing it, and you got to keep trying or die trying. And that's just the way it is. And sometimes it may come off as unfair. There are people that die before the market sees their value. I mean, we could start from Tupac. We could go to Biggie. We could go to Michael Jackson. These people, Elvis Presley, their value increased significantly after they died. Was the market wrong? No, not necessarily. It's the value in the eyes of the market is a lot more after they die. That's just what it is. The market, it's always right. So how do you find out your value in this marketplace? And no matter what you do, entrepreneur, wholesaling, networker, network marketing, internet marketing, how do you find out what your value is? You got to keep giving, okay? Once you keep giving, you got to know your value first, okay? If you know your value first, you will keep giving, okay? You will keep giving. The sun just came out in my face, right? You keep giving. I'm by the park, by my house. I'm just coming from the gym, just in case you're wondering. If you know your value, you got to know your value first before the market knows your value, okay? If you know your value, even if the market is saying you're not worth that much, you're not moved, okay? You're not moved and you're not worried because you're confident. Because confidence is everything when it comes to knowing your value, okay? You're not moved. You're not shaking. Sorry about that. I was shaking right there, right? You're not moved. You're not shaken by the market's opinion about you in any given time. It's your job to know your value first and continue to give until the market knows your value. There's this other gentleman comedian. His name is Andrew Schultz from the Brilliant Idiots podcast, who essentially said he did a stand-up comedy. He made it and he tried to sell it, but no one is picking it up, you know, and he doesn't really care for the money. He's just for exposure. It's actually more because exposure is everything. If you read my book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, you will see in the big old bold letters that exposure is everything. Sometimes it's not just about the money. Money is a byproduct of everything else. Exposure is everything. So it's not. Can you imagine how much exposure that Monique is missing out on by not working out a deal that they both can agree to, as opposed to running around town, running around the media to talk bad about Netflix, that the market has already said, we value Netflix. And no, we're not letting go of Netflix. You must be out of your mind. We're not letting go of Netflix. Of course I'm not letting go of Netflix. Are you crazy? Of course not, right? Why would the market say that? Because Netflix has done a great job at bringing value to the marketplace, right? And now she's trying to tap into that value, but she's doing it all the wrong way. She's trying to get people boycott. Why? People are going to lose their job. The company is going to go down. That's going to affect the economy. That's a major part of the economy when you call out for boycott and BS stuff like that. Your value in the marketplace is your definition. That's what you think. But the market is saying that's not true right now. The market is saying not right now. Okay? The same thing in your relationship. You could be in a relationship where you're not being valued by the other person. Well, it's time to get to work. You need to prove your value, show your value, until the other significant other or whoever you're in relationship with sees that value. If they don't value you right now, you could continue to give value to them, okay? And part of the value you can give to them, you can give them the value of missing you. One of my mentors say that. You could do that as well too, okay? But when I say missing you, I'm talking in terms of your personal time. Don't give your personal time to people that don't value it. It's as simple as that. There are other people in this world that will value what you have to offer if you learn how to drive traffic, if you learn how to drive targeted traffic to your pieces of content that you're giving out. Everyone does not belong in your tribe. That's a fact, okay? So if Netflix says no, go to Hulu. Somebody actually called into a radio station and said, why don't you go to Hulu? Why don't you go to Amazon, right? What chances are all those people are not willing to give that kind of budget out for a stand-up comedy? Why? Because they're not in the market for that right now. So, do I think she's wrong? I don't know. I don't know if she's wrong, okay? It's just not about right and wrong. I'm just trying to give you some insight to how you can operate your own business, to how you can increase your own income, increase your own revenue, increase your own exposure, right? You need to understand that money, you need to understand how money works. It's energy, okay? It's a byproduct. It's neither created nor destroyed. It flows to places where much value is being given. That's how it works. And if it's not flowing to you yet, it's very, very simple. It's an evidence that you're not giving enough value yet, okay? Could it be luck? I don't know. Could it be spiritual? I don't know. What I'm telling you is that there's only a few things you can control here. You can control how much exposure you create for yourself in this internet age. It's a leveled playing ground field for everybody right now. You can learn the skills of driving traffic. You can learn the skills of business. Exposure is everything. And that's something I cover in details in my book. You can go ahead and go into my book. And my book is at myempirepro.com. You see the link on the screen. Go ahead and download it. If you like the lessons I've shared in this video, please subscribe, share, like this video. And I have a question for you. What do you think? Do you think it was racism? Do you think it was sexual bias? Do you think she hasn't, do you agree with me that she hasn't given enough value for her to be complaining? In spite of the fact that, acknowledge, she has an Oscar, she's won an Oscar for Precious, right, for the movie. And she's, yeah, she's the most decorated, she calls it the most decorated black comedian in the world, right? Do you think she deserves more than $500,000, or the market is absolutely right? I want to hear what you have to say about that. Don't forget, go download the book, myempirepro.com. Click like, share, and subscribe. And I'll see you on the next one. And peace.